Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In an era of hyperpartisanship, when it seems that votes on even the most innocuous bills can be reduced to party lines, it's refreshing to see partisanship cast aside for the good of the state. That was the case yesterday when the House took up consideration of House Resolution 5, a resolution expressing the sentiment that pornography is a public health hazard that must be addressed through education, prevention, research, and policy change at the community and societal level. The resolution was brought forward by Representative Jessica Carjala, a legislator, mother, and member of the Yellowstone County Task Force on Human Trafficking. She said she was bringing the resolution forward because she was concerned with how the epidemic of pornography would affect her children. The debate was interesting to say the least, and so was the final vote. The resolution begins with a list of 19 whereas statements designed to outline the problem and set the stage to justify legislative action. Statements such as, whereas 93% of boys and 62% of girls view online pornography during adolescence, and whereas pornography normalizes violence and abuse of adults and children by presenting rape and abuse as harmless, and whereas pornography is linked to infidelity and has a detrimental effect on the family unit, etc. As I said, there are 19 whereas statements, followed by the words, "Now therefore be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the State of Montana that pornography is a public health hazard leading to harmful individual and public health impacts and societal harms." It goes on from there, but you get the point. We saw this as a good resolution, even, as some would say, a no-brainer. We were therefore taken aback by the number of people who spoke against the resolution. They all said that pornography is an epidemic that needs to be dealt with, but then went on to criticize parts of the resolution for different reasons. At that point, I was sitting in the gallery beginning to get nervous. Was it possible this resolution would fail? In the end, the so-called no-brainer resolution passed by only 5 votes, 55 to 45. The good news is that the vote was truly bipartisan, supported and opposed by both the most liberal of Democrats and the most conservative of Republicans, and everyone in between. The vote was truly all over the board with no rhyme or reason. While we're glad that it passed, the fact that it passed so narrowly shows that we have our work cut out for us. This is an epidemic that's destroying individual lives, marriages, families, and even churches. In fact, so many church members are addicted to pornography, including priests and pastors, that some are calling it the greatest hidden crisis that's ever affected the church. If you're serious about not falling victim to this temptation, then I suggest you add some high-quality accountability software to your devices. I use a product called Covenant Eyes on all my computers and phones, and I have it set so that if I were ever to view pornography, it would immediately send an email to my wife and my kids. That's the level of accountability that I want in my life, and I hope you do too. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.